Do you want to listen to less podcasts on the left without ads? Do you want extra content? Do you want to see what it's like behind the scenes? Patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes. No, what a wonderful Christmas day.
Dingle bells, dingle bells, dingle all the way. Oh, I got a dick and it dingles and it pees out its front. Hey, dingle bells, I pee on my balls.
Why is he doing this perverted song?
Yeah, why is I like how perverted it is.
Why is he doing this song about urine?
Yeah, well, last year I had shingle bells. Hey, everybody.
You did that. You already did that joke at me.
I do that joke constantly every holiday.
Sounds like you need new Christmas humor, Ed.
It's a good one. You know where it originated? It'll never be as good as where is it originated. Is one time on Christmas I called my Aunt Patty and she's like, I have shingles. And I was just like, oh, you mean shingle bells? And then she got really mad and hung up the phone.
I bet I'd also hang up the phone.
That proof that it was a great joke.
You're right, because that's the audience that needed to receive it.
Hell yeah. You gotta rib the person that's got the shingles always. Yeah.
If she can't take a joke, how is she gonna handle the rest of the shingles? All right,
get some cream.
You really got to smile your way through it. Welcome to Side Stories, talking about smiling.
Side Stories.
My name's Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
How you doing?
And then I have a little bitch on a shelf.
Oh, yeah, you better get them right. I'm the snitch, and I'm here to tell everybody, Santa Claus, Henry's touched my panties again. And it's always scary when the bitch on the shelf comes to snitch.
That's Jackie right. Zabrowski. I don't touch the bitch on the shelf's panties.
I know it doesn't matter, but the bitch on the shelf says you do, and you don't get no fucking toys,
can't
fat
stop
boy.
The bitch on the shelf can't stop bro. The bitch on the shelf.
I'll hold my honesty on my own. I'll hold my true story.
Your blood pressure's high.
Yeah, so, yeah. It is.
Oh, yeah. That's
long week.
So our Halloween movie show, our horror movie show, people really liked it.
People did enjoy it.
So we figured as a Christmas gift to the audience, we would come back and talk about Christmas movies with Jackie. And I love a good Christmas movie.
I am fine with them.
Now
we're talking about Christmas movies. I'm glad we are because it's Christmas Day. This is the last day in which I am happy. I believe I've received enough Christmas. Yeah. I started celebrating Christmas with the rest of society as I was forced to on December 1st. I have gone and seen several trees. Saw the big tree. I went to 30 Rock. I went down to I went to two malls. We went to the Gay Men's Choir, which was amazing and
we
special.
Certainly did.
Yes.
And so what's awesome is that the second we press stop on this recording, I get to be finally out of Christmas.
Wow.
Hosting Christmas.
Christmas Eve, it's different. Christmas Eve is nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Christmas Eve doesn't, Jesus ain't here yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's nice about Christmas.
Wait, does
Eve.
He show up on Christmas Day?
Yeah, in the morning. That's when he flops out of her fucking big raggedy ass pussy.
Hell, I invited some people to your house on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, who's coming?
Some people. I'm not going to be there, though. So if you can just entertain them and feed them, I'd
hell
appreciate
yeah.
it.
Maybe you know, that Uncle Ron guy. What's his name? The guy I've been watching on Instagram? Uncle Ron?
Uncle Ron's is Ron Pertee. That's not who you're thinking of.
No, there's a guy that we've been watching. It's highly inappropriate.
Oh, and he's also called Uncle Ron?
Yeah, he's called like Uncle Roy.
Oh, yeah. He's very upsetting, Jackie.
I want to find this. Before we start talking about Christmas movies.
We should not be plugging this guy. Your phone's over here.
I think that he's a fucking problem.
No,
this guy,
he's
man.
Definitely like my father's potential favorite comedian, but he doesn't mean
gotcha.
He's a good man.
No, it's Uncle. Yeah, Uncle Ron.
Oh, it is Uncle Ron.
Yeah, it is Uncle Ron.
Oh,
he says some really controversial stuff, and he likes to piss his own pants. He's my Christmas aunt, spirit animal.
Is he a postman? You know, speaking of Christmas,
I don't think he has a job.
I used to have, when I worked at the Village Poorhouse in the East Village, I remember we used to have like big Christmas parties all the time. And they'd be like, that was where you would make a lot of money that time of year.
Oh,
and then I remember American Airlines came in and they were like, we're going to have a big party in the back and we charge the shit out of them. We jack that shit up.
Good.
Like, give us your fucking
that's
money.
That's what
you
get, man.
Yeah,
give me that fucking stupid comfort seating money.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
But what happened was we jacked it up to an obscene amount of money. They agreed to pay it. But you know, remember how the like postmen used to always get drunk at our. One of them stumbled in the back and pissed and shit his pants in the middle of the American Airlines.
That's awesome. That's what I'm talking about. I am so upset, man.
Dressed as a postman.
I love this. We were just watching Scrooge, and I was thinking about this. Man, I am so sad that we missed out on big, drunk corporate parties where everybody made horrible mistakes.
I've been to a bunch of them. But yeah, those days are over.
But just understand, the problem with those parties is that, like, let's say there's 60 people there. 20 people are having the best night of their life.
Yes.
20 of the people are just, it's fine, it's wherever they want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And 20 of the people experience a life-shattering trauma that ends their career and ends their lives.
Holiday's all about a crapshoot.
So
you know?
You never know what's going to come up. But I want
my ass on the copy machine.
Yes,
Jackie,
absolutely.
You can do that at home.
Yeah, we'll get you a copy machine.
Can you find me one, please?
Absolutely.
They still have them somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah, or a scanner at least. Now, this is one of the questions I have that I had prepped for today, and this is a perfect way to go into it. I know we're eventually going to get to what we think are the worst Christmas movies ever.
Oh, yeah, I have mine.
Yeah, but before we get into that, since we're talking about Scrooge, I wanted to get your opinion because I know we all love Scrooge.
I think Scrooge is probably top five, one of my top 10 movies.
Scrooged,
oh, yeah.
Or you only can keep one. Muppet Christmas Carol, because they're basically the same plot.
They are,
you know.
Same breakdown.
And so, fuck all the other Scrooge movies and like you know all
Can't
that stuff.
Can we just burn the books of Charles Dickens instead?
Charles Cockens, please.
I'm sorry.
According to Uncle Ron.
So I mean, what is like to me? I feel like I used to love Scrooged more, but as time goes by, Muppet Christmas Carol is irreplaceable.
Muppet Christmas Carol is objectively a better film than Scrooge.
Better acted.
Well, I'd say in terms of the accuracy to the material, the way the material is presented, mm-hmm. how much fun I'm having when I'm watching it. I love singing the songs.
Looking at their little Muppet feet.
I love Muppets, and I think that it is a better film, but I think that it's kind of the opposite for me. As I get older,
Scrooged is evil.
But Scrooged, I learn more from.
You think so?
Like the ending monologue for Scrooged, which, even though it's hard because Bill Murray was, I guess, famously a piece of shit on that set.
On most sets, apparently.
Yeah, he was a...
Unfortunately.
Even though he's my comedy hero, one of my comedy heroes, and I'd faint if I met him, he's one of those people that he technically took that entire set hostage and he did whatever he wanted with it. But that ending speech that he gives is so heartfelt and so... Like, it felt like Bill Murray talking to himself.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it felt like a hard man talking to himself in the only way he can, which is through character on camera and convincing himself that Christmas is good.
And him and Karen Allen together is
amazing.
Electric.
But what about that?
15 years later and they're just starting making out.
It's very creepy. It is very, I think it is. It is a little bit creepy that it's all of a sudden, it's like, he is against every fiber of your being. It's never going to work. But I have a question for you guys. We talk about this on Page 7 every year. How do you feel about the fact that on Disney Plus, and also I believe the DVDs, they took out, in Muppet Christmas Carol, they took out the Love Is Gone, but you can watch it in the extended version, like the theatrical version on Disney Plus, but it's not the original thing that you click on. So they take out what I call is the fulcrum of the movie. They take out the love song because they're like, kids don't like it.
It's boring. It doesn't test well.
But it's such an amazing song, and it's also very important to the story.
Because it makes you understand what happened to Scrooge.
So I dare say that I would choose Scrooged if we're talking about Muppet Christmas Carol without When Love Is Gone.
Okay.
But with When Love Is Gone, I feel that Muppet Christmas Carol is... It hurts me to say it, but it's a better song. It's a better movie.
The love's gone. The sweetest
I did not see this coming. I know also Scrooge has Jeffrey Joseph.
Yes, who's our buddy.
Which is very important.
And I can text him each time or comment on Instagram that I just saw you in the film.
Yes. And it never fails that I watch it legitimately every year, and it always makes me laugh.
It really does. It's filled with jokes. Richard Donner. Who would have thought?
So good.
But again, it's all Bill Murray. And then the characters.
Carol Kane.
It's just an incredibly cast film.
Yeah, it's just so good.
It's so well cast. Bobcat Goldthwait, which then you think about Bobcat Goldthwait, how he made an entire superstar level career with just having a funny voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's the dream.
It just doesn't happen anymore, but he made it like a dream that you thought you could get. Do you remember he had an entire summer blockbuster film of him talking to a horse?
Oh, Hot to Trot.
Yeah.
John Candy played the horse.
It was a huge movie.
Yeah.
But his Bigfoot movie, actually, I don't think was that bad.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Willow Creek was
it's
good.
It's fun. It's not, like, it is definitely one of those that's like, it's more in your brain than of what you're seeing. So it's not like violence. I think a lot of people thought it was boring, but I thought it was fun.
God Bless America is pretty crazy.
I like God Bless America, but it's also kind of, it's interesting. It also doesn't, I don't know if it holds up.
It doesn't hold up as much, but also is like more poignant than ever at the same time.
I love Bob Goldthwait as a director. Willow Creek, I thought was kind of weak, only just because Bigfoot, I don't find scary.
I also, you're right, Bigfoot is not scary.
Yeah,
I went
him.
Into it knowing nothing about it. I think that's why I enjoyed it, because I didn't know absolutely anything. So, you know, sometimes you got to throw one of those on.
But Bob Goldthwait is a very good director, and but that's the kind of the rest of the cast.
Father of the Year.
Father of the Year still holds up. I watched it a couple years ago. I was just like, man.
Robin Williams is so funny in that movie.
Yeah, he's so funny.
That's like, and I think that was like one of the last roles that he was all the way there for, too, I believe. Well, that was the one where...
Oh, wait, no, it's not Father of the Year. What's it? World's Greatest Dad.
World's Greatest Dad.
Okay, yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, Father of the Year is David Spade.
Yeah, that's a very different movie. It's a different one. Yeah, World's Greatest Dad is the one where he has to deal with his son.
It's so interesting.
Committing
suicide. Rob Williams also been in the movie called Man of the Year and Father's Day.
Yes.
So there, you can see where we get confused.
Yeah, you know. There's a lot of movies out there.
But one thing we wanted to talk about today, I think most important, in this world of negativity, we wanted to talk about what we consider to be the worst.
The worst of them.
The worst Christmas movie.
Because everybody talks about the best ones.
And we will.
Right. I personally... I understand. I have an unpopular opinion. If I dislike all of the old maudlin Christmas movies,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I hate Miracle on 34th Street.
Really?
I don't like Meet Me in St. Louis. I don't
like
White Christmas. I don't like any of those. You know what it is?
They're good for the daytime, not nighttime.
Yeah. How do I say? They're all movies made by horrible, abusive drunks.
Yeah, but so was The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was good. I mean, The Wizard of Oz is good. You know what it is? They inspire an emotional response in me that I don't like. It's a Wonderful Life also doesn't, like, those are the type of things that it's like, that's not what I like from Christmas. I hate sad Christmas.
You ain't sad anything. I feel like anytime you feel precipitation on your face, you just go, I hope I'm sweating.
Yeah,
you
know, Jackie and I live in the sad world.
I like sad. Well, Jackie likes to cry. I dislike crying. And it's not for me. It's just not, I just don't like sad films.
I refuse to work out, and tears are the same solution as sweat.
You're correct.
You're damn right.
Because it's just your body crying.
You're damn right.
But I think that the worst Christmas movie of all time, as far as I'm concerned, is Christmas with the Cranks.
Wow.
And Christmas with the Cranks, the reason why I absolutely can't stand that movie is that it is unfortunately Tim Allen at the end of his powers. Jamie Lee Curtis.
He's got him back. He's got his powers
Jamie Lee
back.
Curtis is kind of fun in it. I don't think it deserves 5% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well,
if you like these kind of shit Christmas movies, it is perfect for that. I feel
it's
like-
It's not though. Do you understand what the message for that movie is? The very center of that movie is? Don't you even try to be different. It's literally about don't try to be different. Do the same thing that you've always done.
Yep.
Do what we do. Don't do what other people want you to do.
That's what Christmas movies are.
It's all about conforming and coming home to a family that you don't want to go to, and then you got to go and be a part of this ritual that you don't want to necessarily be in, and everybody's pressuring you and screaming at you about how you're ruining everything because you don't want to do it, and everybody's a fucking busybody in the movie, and I don't like the message of the movie. It makes me angry.
All right.
Wow. All right.
Yes, that's the thing. It's literally the message of the... It is not even just the movie. I'm not talking about the casting. Dan Aykroyd's in it. I love him.
Yeah.
There's a couple other funny little bits in it.
I mean, he's been in a lot of shitty movies.
Oh, yeah. He just needs the money. And now that he's... God, you know, and he's cheating, so... He's spending for two.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd got divorced.
Yes.
After like 40 years of marriage,
Oof.
Man. Men are down.
Man, something broke that camel's back, I tell you what.
It's Dan Aykroyd. He got sick of turning it down.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Hey, man,
look
at him. Look at him now. This just happened.
Look at how thick his neck is. It's what everybody dreams of.
They're separating, so maybe they work it out.
They still visit his wife.
They are legally married.
Well, they're estranged, which is almost worse than divorce. He says he's going, he always goes to visit his wife Donna's magnificent home.
And he has purchased.
Yeah.
He's, what are you going to do, man? You can't keep a fucking... You can't keep one of my boys down. That's a Blues Brother, man.
I do love the Roids.
That's my celebration right there, man. The freedom of Dan Aykroyd. He needs to be free, dude. We need to get him out there, man.
Do you think it had anything to do with his obsession of the occult and aliens? And maybe it's a look into your future?
Yeah. UFOs and love of the material kills love. I've been saying this for years. They were married for 39 years. Man, no, but he got thirsty. He met some horny ass fucking, probably some lady with no bra on from Southern California or Sedona, Arizona. They wanted to tell him all about crystals and stuff, and he's like, oh, you mean crystals I can buy? And she's like, no, and she shows him her hard nipples.
Yeah, is that what happened?
I hope so, for his sake.
Hell yeah.
He's never going to come on the show now.
We're going to talk with him. I want to talk with him about this.
I love him.
I want to talk with him about how you still fucking...
Yeah.
How are you still out there fucking? What's that game like?
They fucking glue popsicle sticks to their penis. Jackie, what is your worst Christmas film?
Really depends on what we're talking about when it comes to worst and what the criteria is.
What are you talking about?
It took me a while to figure out.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
For my specific criteria, it is, I'm going to say, any Christmas movie that adds Christ into it. And that is a lot of them.
Wow.
That's a thing.
Christ shouldn't be in the season.
You know,
we're past Christ. We're post Christ.
It's over it. Like, already born. Like, we already did it. Like, who gives a shit? It is about buying presents, and it's about eating a bunch of fish on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
So last year we did watch the movie Saving Christmas, which is the Kirk Cameron joint.
Well, I mean, come on.
Of course, this
might be the worst. You might win this
round. It really is like, because you think like, oh, it's going to be so bad that like it's kind of fun to watch.
It's
not. And there's also, I think, most movies that have I can't think of the word right now. What is it called when everybody stops and starts singing and dancing in the middle of the street?
It's a musical.
No. There's a flash mob.
Flash mobs.
I hate flash mobs so much.
You almost forgot they existed.
I hate flash mobs.
I hate flash mobs. I love a musical.
Uh-huh.
I hate a fucking flash mob.
I just learned the term diegetic and non-diegetic, which is like if movements happen within the world of a film or happen outside of the world of the film, and that whether or not there's like a conversation about musicals being diegetic or non-diegetic, like are the songs in a musical natural to the environment of the musical? Like are they reality or are they separate from reality?
Mm.
Is it a moment of commentary upon the musical or is the musical within itself?
Whoa, is it subtext like or text?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then,
look at this. Look, diegetic versus non-diegetic. If you look at this, it says, ooh, we pop it if we can read it. All right, diegetic, sounds that belong in the world of the film.
Okay.
So this diegetic sound is stuff like, you know when they do the thing where you hear a song playing at the top of a movie and you see somebody driving and then they shut off the song in the car and radio? That's called diegetic sound because that sound is within the world of the movie. Non-diegetic is stuff like narrative voiceovers, stuff that is outside of the screen sources.
Okay, that's very interesting. Well, we all learned something today.
Yes.
And I appreciate that.
Live from your grave.
Now, something that, one movie I dare say that goes up against Saving Christmas for me is a movie I've actually seen multiple times. And every time I watch it, I get more and more enraged.
Okay.
And that is the movie Jack Frost. And that is and I'm not talking about the horror
Keaton
movie.
One?
I'm talking about the Michael Keaton one.
It's bad.
And
It's on my list as well.
I will stare at Kelly Preston do almost anything just because I like the look of her.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. But Jack Frost.
Dead? Yeah, you look at her corpse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, I'm
Kelly
looking
Preston's
at that.
Dead?
Yeah, man, and
yeah,
she's winking at me, winking
really?
At me. Oh, yeah.
John Travolta's son died.
When
she
did
Kelly
Preston die?
Years ago.
It was like right after, like very close to the son dying. She died of cancer, too.
Wow. 2020.
Yeah, really, really sad.
Holy shit.
R.I.P.
Very sad.
Yeah.
In it.
It's the only way to get a Scientology clean.
Oh, it's like they pressed her in the ground.
Hey, baby. Shingle bells, come on.
It's been 4 years. I can make the joke.
Yeah, you can. It's fine. It's okay now. Enough time has passed.
I think what makes me the most angry is that Michael Keaton in the movie is in this, like, kind of like a blues traveler kind of band. And
but that would be a good role for him, maybe.
Sure, because I love Michael Keaton. And it's why I've seen this movie 6 or 7 times.
I've never seen it.
Don't.
I'm not going.
Save your
I did
fucking
not
time.
Want to, yeah.
Watch the other Jack Frost.
The horror people, movie?
The horror movie. And at least then it's like.
That's with.
He looks good as with the guitar in his hands. That's for certain.
Oh, don't get. I'm
Shannon
again.
Elizabeth's in that one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But this movie made me so upset.
Where's she at?
Shannon Elizabeth? She was just
around.
Yeah, she's still doing stuff. You know what she was in recently? The remake of Night of the Demons. She played Angela.
She's a professional poker player.
Really?
Whoa, no
That's
way.
That's cool.
That's hot.
I mean, she just got so much. I don't even like gambling.
Yeah,
that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, I'll hang out with that.
All right.
I'd sit there and blow on the chips.
Okay.
I'll blow on the dice. I'll be, get a little cocktail dress on. Come on, Shannon Elizabeth. You got 2 first names. Come on. You know what it says here, according to Jack Frost? Did you know, Jackie? 3 of Frank Zappa's 4 children are in it. Dweezil.
Which one?
Dweezil, Ahmet, and Moon Unit.
Man, whenever they did Celebrity Jeopardy, I would get so mad because they were never taken seriously.
No, of course not. It's Moon Unit. What else has Moon Unit done? Oh, he's just, just wrote a memoir. Earth to Moon.
Oh.
He appeared as a guest.
Also, as we were just looking up Jack Frost, I forgot also specifically about the Santa Claus 3, which stars, and this pains me to say.
I watched it a couple years ago.
Oh, Moon Short, Unit is a woman?
Yeah, as like Winter.
As Jack Frost.
Yeah.
Moon Unit Zappa's a woman?
Sure.
I'm not going to answer that question.
I have no idea.
It says a woman. It says an American actor, singer, and author.
I don't trust Google. Could be incorrect.
Looks great.
Looks like a woman.
Yep.
I'll call it a woman.
Nice little. She's got a little bandana on her.
Calling it.
Sorry, I just slid down a Moon Unit Zappa hole.
Whoa, don't tell your wife.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. It just went my brain.
But I also do like, I am the kind of person, though, that really enjoys like a Hallmark. I like a shitty Christmas movie.
Well,
though.
You love Christmas.
I like a bad Christmas movie as well. I'll watch a bad Christmas movie. The Lindsay Lohan movie that came out last year where she gets amnesia, that was a lot of fun. The one that came out this year,
not good.
Garbage.
And it also was starring Mr. Fitz from Pretty Little Lies.
What is the name of this? It's called Falling for Christmas.
That was last year's. This year's is Our Little Secret. Yes. And Our Little Secret.
Falling for Christmas.
Don't worry about it.
But it was fun.
I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
If you like
shitty Christmas movies.
Yes.
But save your time with Our Little Secret.
I do like how everyone's rooting for Lindsay Lohan, though.
She looks great.
She looks great.
She's killing it.
Seems like she's got her act together. All about it.
She like, doesn't she with some guy that's sort of like a human trafficker out of Greece, right? Doesn't she own like a thing that she hangs out?
I want her to have a good life.
She with Angie Tate? Is that what's happening?
Something like that.
She's just like out there. I believe that she's with some gangster. And
we're all rooting for her.
I am definitely rooting for her, you know? Yeah, sure, she abandoned the Mykonos Beach Club.
Mykonos Beach Club. Oh, yeah, she abandoned them. They needed her.
What's the Mykonos Beach Club?
She had a reality television show where she was ostensibly whitewashing her life living in Greece. Now she's got a Mykonos Beach Club.
And she had like an accent for a while that was interesting.
I feel like more people truly need to ease up on gaining an accent while on vacation.
Yeah.
Because you're just trying to ingratiate yourself with the locals. Lindsay Lohan, she's obviously not from Mykonos, but at the same time, when in Mykonos,
you gotta assimilate. Now, Eddie, I know you also dislike shitty Christmas movies, but did you happen to check out the Dr. Seuss The Grinch musical live?
No, I would never.
That was wonderful.
I dare say it might be because it's
like
so
a Broadway
bad.
Or
yeah. It was on live television.
Yes.
Oh.
But it's a special.
I forgot about this, Jackie. And
I actually would love it if you check, because I think it's on Hulu that you can still
watch
it.
Who's playing The Grinch? Is that Tilda Swinton?
No, it's, oh God, what's his fucking name from Glee.
Horrible.
Oh.
Matthew Morrison. The uncharismatic lead teacher man from Glee.
He tries to make the Grinch like horny.
No, but he's not horny.
Very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah. The Grinch is specifically not horny.
This is the thing, but he does all of this like dancing movement like he's trying to be seductive.
Yeah, why is he being sexy?
Oh, and I don't like the person. A person is the dog.
Yeah, and that's which.
You have to have a person as a dog. A dog can't sing.
I'd rather have a dog on stage.
Of course.
And let it bark through. I mean, one of my favorite Christmas carols is the dogs barking Jingle Bells.
Sounds like when the bitch on the shelf, yeah, man, goes caroling. Fuck yeah.
No,
hell yeah.
When you watch me, you go caroling. It's like, all right, everybody, Jingle Bells, but the King of Dogs.
We're not growling out.
All right, so
I watch it? This. I'm just going to say something here. I'm watching this musical playing. This is why musicals are dead and over. It's because of this moment of Grinch dancing with his dog on live television that they put a lot of money in. A lot of money went into making this a thing because this was live.
Yeah.
When it was done.
Do you think they beat him when this was over?
I hope they did.
Have we heard of Matthew Morrison ever since?
No.
He looks like a moron. This is the worst shit I have. This is the worst fucking garbage. Look at this. Yeah. What is he even doing? What is this? He's just kind of trotting back. He's being sexy. He's doing the same moves as Madonna from Like a Virgin.
Just close your legs. You're the Grinch.
I don't want to see your Grinch taint.
Yeah.
My Grinch.
Yeah, green,
he's sexless.
Yeah.
He has no genitals.
Yeah, it's just all of it. He's really just, I'm going to say, not good in it.
Thank you.
But it is kind of fun because it's not that long. So if you're looking for something to have on in the background to just like zone in on every couple of minutes, being like, what the fuck is happening? Throw it on.
Yeah.
What's your worst Christmas movie, Eddie? Because you have a hard time. You are, of all the people I know, in people who watch as many films as you do, you have a truly accepting nature.
Well, I'm always just impressed that they finished making a movie.
That's what I talk about with Natalie. Whenever we watch something that's extremely bad, the thing that we always remind ourselves, like as we're watching stuff, it's like, you know, they made a movie.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Right?
What are we doing right now? We're sitting watching something that they went and put the time and effort in to make. And yes, it was wasted time, wasted effort, wasted money, but they did it.
They have a project at the end.
They got it done.
So I was drawn between two, and one of them is a series of films that I can't stand. But before we get into that, I'm going to say Spirited fucking sucks.
Spirited is the only way to really describe it is that it's so corporate. Utterly direct.
Yeah. And I love Sunita, and I wanted the best for
her.
I was so happy to see her, but like that movie fucking blew.
Yeah. You know what it is that it's the problem. I've noticed this. Like, I was talking about this with my mom recently of they're having a hard time creating like another Christmas classic film.
Well, the thing is, they used to come out like once every 3 years.
You did
a Christmas movie when we were younger. Now there's like 10 a year, and we're supposed to like all of them, and the story never changes. I'm fucking sick of it. Spirited was dog shit. It was forced. It was rushed. It seemed like it was like slop. The set design was sloppy. It was the whole thing. I haven't seen an Apple movie I like, by the way.
Also, can I say this? Because we saw the L.A. Gay Men's Choir. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And they sang the first. It was candy-focused this Christmas thing.
Yes.
Right? The first half was from Willy Wonka, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They sang those songs. And those songs are so fun, and they're so emotional and emotive and evocative.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and then the second half, they decided to sing three songs from the
two
new
songs.
The two, it felt like nine songs.
It did.
Is with modern musicals? If you get a chance to see the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles, you should go. They're great.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, they're amazing.
They do like three big shows a year.
It's wonderful. But I like was so surprised at like, we are better at ever than, we should be better at ever than anything.
Yeah.
But it's so funny when they're like,
we can't write a good musical anymore. It feels like that type of thing where you are, you know, I wasn't into Hamilton. I'm not into Lin-Manuel, blah, blah, blah. I'm not into that guy. I'm not into like this that style of musical either. Mm-hmm. It's just weird to go see a musical that has no. I was like, there's three songs here where I couldn't tell you what the chorus was.
Yeah.
Like, not to be anything. I can't tell. I'm like, and I'm feeling like an old man being here, being like, am I wrong that this song has no chorus
Make it
or
catchier.
Bridge?
Yeah.
It has nothing. I'm not walking away humming it. I have no idea what's going on. Like, at the end of the original Willy Wonka movie, you know every song, even though you've only heard it once in the movie.
Yeah.
You're walking out singing the songs.
Oh, man. Pure Imagination is a gorgeous song.
Wonderful song.
Gorgeous fucking
and
song.
And it's like Wicked. Wicked's not for me, though. But you like Wicked. Did you see Wicked? You liked it.
I enjoyed it. Very much enjoyed
but
it.
No one told us it was a part one.
Yes, that is
that
very
is
upsetting.
Rude.
It's very, very upsetting.
That is
it's the new tactic.
It's between that and also the amount of movies that pretend like they're not a musical, and then you go and see it and they're a musical.
I just saw Emilia Perez, and that happened to me. I didn't know. I saw the preview. I didn't know it was a musical, and I went, and it was fucking awful. I left, and I went and saw Carrie.
Don't lie during the trailer. I feel like it's like, don't bury the lead, bro. Like, yeah. People want to know what they're going to go see.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
No, because no one would go, because people hate musicals, because can't write good musicals anymore. They don't know what they're doing with them. I don't know why. Just hire pop singers to write the songs.
This movie's
like, going to
win all the Oscars this year, apparently, and I just like,
and
I
you didn't like it?
I can't hate it more.
Wow. It's a musical?
I couldn't get through 30 minutes.
This thing's a fucking
wow.
musical.
Yeah, it's a
theater.
Musical, yeah.
I was in a theater of 8 people and 6 of them were laughing about how bad it was.
Whoa.
Why don't they hire, like, even though I dislike them, I'm actually really confused as to why, like, why isn't Ed Sheeran, who is one of my least favorite artists of the world, but he can write a catchy-ass song, mm-hmm. why is he not writing all of the songs for a musical?
You just doomed us.
I'm just saying. He would write, but unfortunately, as much as I hate all of his songs, they're getting right in my head, right?
Yeah.
I know half of his songs for some reason, because I've heard them on the radio.
Who's that guy, Groban? What's he do?
Josh Groban.
He's just a singer, though. He's not a writer.
Yeah, he has a new deck. Shit. Matthew Morrison, also, who's only in 2 other things since The Grinch.
Oh.
All yes.
So,
please.
This is what I wanted to say is the thing about Christmas movies, and I don't hold these as Christmas movies because obviously there's a lot more going on, but I feel like they're jammed down my throat every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I never like them. I can't like them. I've tried several times. Fuck these Harry Potter movies.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
I just can't. I am just sick of it. It's like, this is not a Christmas movie.
It's not
they
a Christmas
bring it up
movie.
For a little while in the middle of the movie, and then everyone's calling them Christmas movies.
It's just because people
just
buy stuff.
And they're just jammed down my throat.
Yeah.
Every Christmas is Harry Potter, and he's a piece of shit. He offed himself.
Did you just ruin the end of Harry Potter? That is just one of those things that that's all marketing. Just marketing.
They also push Lord of the Rings, which I'm kind of down for because I like something that takes like an entire day.
Oh,
but it's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's not. But
it's
yeah.
You know what it is? It's a time off from work movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like that, I wonder if there are like, because that to me, that's different. And I feel like those are, you settle in, mm-hmm. right? Like, I love a time off from work movie. Those are that's when I sit and watch Napoleon.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I sit and watch something long and difficult.
But also the Harry Potter movies dropped during, like they were all released during Christmas time. So I feel like a lot of people created like traditions around watching
that
them.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then rewatching them before the next one would drop. Like, I think that is why it's more like a tradition that people created for themselves.
Also, you know what happened to me with Harry Potter. When the first movie came out, I'm working at a restaurant called Garfield's. It's basically Fridays. It was in the Tallahassee Mall.
Yeah, I remember Garfield's.
And Harry Potter, the first Harry Potter movie, came out in the mall. The movie theater was across the hall from Garfield's in the mall on Black Friday.
Oh.
And it was one of the worst days of my whole fucking life.
Oh, yeah.
And
buddy.
Then we were at like a 2-hour wait. And so people started getting the idea to order to
Garfield's
go.
Garfield's closed.
Thank God. They were awful. And but people got the idea to start ordering to-go food. And so like the tickets just started coming in and like,
God.
And then people were just eating to-go food in the middle of the fucking mall and throwing it on the ground and shit.
Nightmare.
And it was a fucking disaster. So I think that's where my hatred for Harry Potter comes from. But because of the trauma of that day. But
yes.
I understand that.
But I do like a butterbeer.
Sure.
I like butterbeer with bourbon in it.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you got to have to buy the bourbon separate, and then when the bartender's not looking, you pour it in there.
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed to serve you a spiked butterbeer.
But it's much better that way.
Yeah, much better that way.
Much better that way. I'm neutral on the Harry Potter thing just because I do know that, I don't know, I don't even think about them. I don't think about them during Christmas time. Now, I'm trying to re-herald within my own life Gremlins.
Gremlins.
God,
because for
so
a long time
good.
I left Gremlins alone.
It might be the best one.
It's so good.
I left it just because I kind of feel like as a child I overwatched it. I watched it so many times, and so I hadn't seen it probably in a couple, like literally a decade
it's
or
so
two.
So funny.
And then I sat and watched it probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago. That I really think that it might be one of my favorite Christmas movies. And yeah. I know that it's like very stereotypical of me, but also
I mean it's unbelievable.
The movie itself. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Like, the characters are amazing.
Well, that's the thing. And how do you feel about movies that are technically Christmas movies? Because that's why when I was talking about, like, the criteria earlier, that, like, I've started peppering in Edward Scissorhands in my yearly
Christmas.
Watches.
It's on my list right now.
Because it's such a good movie. But then is it still, like, I feel like some people are like, it's not Christmassy enough to be a Christmas movie.
Oh, you go. If you're going to watch Harry Potter, then
that's
fucking Edward Scissorhands is way more Christmassy.
Right?
It's about snow.
This is the thing.
And it's
on
got,
the list.
Like, what's his butts?
Okay, good.
It's on the list.
Batman Returns also. Lethal Weapon, fucking awesome.
Amazing.
Love watching Lethal Weapon. But the one of them that I always go to that I just want to give a shout out to and I love and I feel like the world shunned this movie and no one talks about it ever. Trapped in Paradise.
God, I love that movie.
I haven't thought of Trapped in Paradise
Trapped
in so long.
In Paradise.
I showed it to Jeff last year, and I love Trapped in Paradise.
It is so funny.
I got to re-see
this. Dana Carvey's the kleptomaniac.
Yes,
I love
so good.
This movie.
John
Nicolas Cage.
Lovitz, so
everyone's
good.
Killing it
it's
in this
such
movie.
Such a
Can
good
I ask,
movie.
Though, upon rewatch, because you rewatch it closer than I watch it, do they not steal the dynamic of the Home Alone thieves.
No.
You notice too,
they're not getting hurt.
No.
Yeah, because we just
beat up on.
We just rewatched Home Alone and Home Alone 2, and it is kind of funny because Home Alone, you forget why, you know, it's obviously a classic film. John Candy, I forget, is the sneaker, like the best part of the whole movie, weirdly. But then, like, Home Alone 2, upon watching it, I remember loving it as a kid, and then rewatching it as an adult just recently, I was like, oh, the first 45 minutes of the movie is the exact same as Home Alone 1, except he goes to New York.
And the last 45 minutes as well.
I was trying to look up the length.
Yes, it does. The fighting and, but it's like the same though.
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's just
the same
pranks.
Plot.
Yeah.
Trapped
same
in Paradise.
Same plot. Same pranks.
Yeah.
Trapped in Paradise, I will say, it is an hour and 51 minutes, and it does feel it. That's the thing, is that it needed, and that it will be its forever, like, the letdown, is that it's longer than you remember.
Yes.
So it's one of those, but it's the mid-90s. You know what? How I feel like it always added, like, way more trying to have, like, real moments.
Yes.
Where it's like, we didn't need it. I literally just want to watch Nick Cage, Dana Carvey, and John Lovitz be them.
Yeah.
That's all
and
I wanted.
And the mom is so fucking funny.
Great. So
Oh,
wait, what is that woman's name? Because she is an amazing character actress.
You know what you're saying is so hilarious, too, because I was just looking this up for some reason. I wanted to see Dumb and Dumber was almost 2 hours long. And there was no reason for even though Dumb and Dumber is fantastic, it's just the things that are bad in Dumb and Dumber are all the genuine moments. Well, actually, I'm wrong about Dumb and Dumber because I do love the, I'm sick of being a fucking nobody. Like when he does that like weird emotional monologue,
it can
and that
still be done well.
Like, that thing was like, you remember that? Like he does that weird out of nowhere where he's just like hyper emotional and real in the apartment before they go on the road trip.
But that's the thing, and I feel like Dumb and Dumber is in that same place with Trapped in Paradise, in the same place as like My Blue Heaven. When like
but
I
Dumb
feel
and
like,
Dumber's like a classic.
Oh, it's a classic. But I'm saying we watched it because it was on TV all the time. Like I feel like I watched the first hour of Dumb and Dumber 100 million. In time.
Well, we would just catch 20 minutes of a movie
back
in the day because it was just randomly on TV.
Yes.
You'd like you'd see like the middle of a movie 3 million times just because that's what happened.
Exactly.
I always found it so sad that Dana Carvey never really got his movie star ascension. That he never really got the project that took off of the like really took off. Like he just had like besides Wayne's World. But man, he really did. It's
but it's Wayne's World. He's Garth.
It is.
Yeah,
he's
Garth. And Master of Disguise. You forgot.
He made it, Durlina for you. He made
turtle. Come on, bitches. Turtle bitches.
Live from your grave.
Speaking of Trapped in Paradise, The Ref is very similar. You guys, when's the last time y'all seen The Ref?
I haven't seen The Ref in a long time.
Yeah, it's around the same time period. Dennis Leary, it's got a lot of similar themes, like someone like kidnaps a family kind of on Christmas.
Ooh,
and it's
all right.
Bad guys learning to be good, like through the love of Christmas.
Also, the world really was captivated by Dennis Leary for a period of time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then he just kind of went, he was on that Rescue Me show for like fucking 10 years. Yeah. I had no idea how long that show was on.
Dude, they had like a compound in New York. I auditioned for that show once and they had like a full floor of a giant building. Yeah, it was wild.
You know, people, what movie always makes me think of you, Eddie, at Christmas time? That's the movie Mixed Nuts.
One of my favorites.
It always makes me
Suicide
think of
Hotline,
you.
Suicide Hotline Christmas movie in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
I think Madeline Kahn's last movie, I believe.
I just remember watching this just drunk in the middle of the day when we used to live together, and you're just like, Mixed Nuts again!
Yeah, you guys rewatched Mixed Nuts a lot.
I bought it. I own it.
I know. You love that movie. Yeah. That's one of those movies that, like, I go in
18% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Go fuck. 13! Go fuck.
I love you with
yourself.
All my heart, Eddie, but if you rewatch it.
I watch it every year almost.
All right, well, I'm glad you like it.
When's the last time you seen it?
The last time I remember seeing a chunk of it, I was just like, oh, wow, some of this doesn't age well.
It's upsetting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's about a Suicide Hotline on Christmas.
Yeah, no, it's very upsetting. But also, I mean, Julie Haggerty. I love Julie Haggerty. She's the female lead in that movie. She's from Airplane. And
she's wonderful.
But she's a great actor. The cast is perfect. It's one of Adam Sandler's first movies.
Wow, that's actually very interesting.
Juliette Lewis, Rita Wilson.
Liam Neeson plays a trans person trying to deal with Christmas. It's one of the first movies to deal with this subject.
I do think it's interesting. I think it's interesting. I think the subject matter is very interesting. I think it was during a weird period in Steve Martin's career.
It was. Yeah, he was making choices, you know?
Which I appreciated about him, because he always made a bunch of weird choices back in the day before he started making all the movies with what was that thing where he had like the 19 kids?
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Cheaper by the Dozen, where he kind of fucking gave up a little bit.
By the Dozen.
You know what I just rewatched?
What?
I know this is kind of a hard right, but it's pretty fucking great. Have you ever seen Rare Exports?
It's on my list.
Oh, yeah. Rare Exports.
I never actually saw it.
A lot of hanging dong.
You will really like Rare Exports.
You know, I met the director when they were promoting the movie. He came into Village Poorhouse. He came in and he's like, do you mind if we put the poster up? And I was like, go for it, bud. You know, and
because
it was playing at the movie theater across the street.
It is fun.
It is a wonderful movie. And
89%?
Yeah. It's one of the better Christmas horror movies,
Hold
I think.
On. It has 76% more than Mixed Nuts.
Yes.
Is that what we're trying to talk about
here? Yeah, I guess
here?
So.
I would
that
say
is fucking bullshit.
I would say it is that much more of a better film.
No way. Yes. I will die on this hill because it is hard for me to get up the hill.
I understand.
I'm already here. Just let me die.
It was just on The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs. He just did a whole section on Rare Exports.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. That movie's,
I'll check that out this year.
It's truly, truly a...
I might watch it tonight, actually.
It's probably top five Christmas horrors.
Yeah.
Black Christmas, the OG.
I mean, well, now
God, Black Christmas
Terrifier
is so
3 is taking the reins.
Terrifier
Dude.
3
is taking the reins.
Thank you, Terrifier 3.
Yes.
I want to say thank you again for taking up the cause of adding to the Christmas horror movie lexicon. That is what we need this.
Yeah.
We needed you.
Yep.
And also, I just saw you floated past a Die Hard. Oh my God.
Die Hard 2.
Our beloved mother, she was like, oh, the best movie I've seen this year. You've got to see it. Red One. You got
to
see it.
She really wanted us
and
to
so
watch
we,
Red One.
We rented it, and we put it on, and literally...
You rented it? It's a Netflix movie.
I don't know what I don't know what it was on. I just clicked on it. I just wanted to...
Did you pay for a Netflix movie?
I legitimately just wanted my mom to be engaged with something.
It does
and
have
so
a talking bear.
I put it on, and as we're sitting and watching it, Natalie leans over to me, and she's like... Is this what prison is like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is to be forced to do this? Is this like watching television in a common room in a jail?
At least in this prison, you get a juiced up J.K. Simmons, you know? I don't want to watch the movie. But at least, you know, J.K. Simmons has got abs and he's taken all kinds of human growth hormones.
Can I say this about J.K. Simmons? Dude,
calm the fuck down, man. You don't need to be this ripped. It's bad for you at this age. It's extremely bad. You're going to die much earlier.
He was old in Oz.
You're going to die much earlier because of this.
Huge.
He's
now
definitely juiced. That's
he's
not
juiced.
Natty, dude.
No.
That is not. Look at his arms. That is not fucking natural. You need to watch yourself, buddy. It's not about, you got to be careful. Your heart's going to fucking explode. But it was like, what happened?
I am proud of him.
What happened to Christmas action movies? I thought that was really funny at the top of Scrooge. You forget, like, we try to watch it. We ended up, we're like, oh, we gotta make dinner. And we shut off Red One very quickly, like 25 minutes in.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I sit and think, I was like, oh, Red One is literally what the beginning of Scrooge is making fun of.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
It's making fun of it. And now
they
we're
made
watching
that movie. Yeah.
Now it's real and it's bad. It's extremely bad. But then you think about Die Hard, which is a great example of this awesome, you know, like now it's obviously kind of memey. Everyone's talking about it all the time in terms of like
but
being
still
a
an
Christmas
incredible
movie.
Film.
It's just a great movie. Yeah. It just happens to take place at Christmas, which is you want, I just want more of it. I want more of that. I think what was nice about Die Hard about the Christmas thing is that the it's not a Christmas film, but the Christmas part of it adds this emotional weight.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, that makes it so fucking that much more, that's much heavier for him.
Speaking of emotional weight, when was
I have been getting bigger.
I'm glad. It is an intervention.
Yeah, no. I mean, I got a corset for him.
When was the last time you watched the movie Prancer?
I would say like a decade ago.
I haven't watched it
it's pretty
since
bad.
I was a kid, but I remember specifically being traumatized by this movie.
I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, don't
remember.
They just shoot a lady's prize reindeer in the head or whatever?
Something, yeah. But I didn't know if I should
magical?
Go back and watch
yeah.
it. I apparently it's
yeah,
magical,
Prancer's
but isn't
lost.
It very sad?
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of sad stuff.
Yeah, doesn't Prancer get sad. Like molested or something?
No, eaten. No, the. By just, the way, we had
spoiler.
Reindeer. We had reindeer recently.
Delicious!
It's so good.
I'm sure
it might be the best meat.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I love an elk.
I ate some reindeer and it pranced out of me into shit.
I bet, man. Oh, sometimes it goes down greasy, comes out greasier. But apparently, Cloris Leachman is in Prancer, and I love Cloris Leachman.
I mean, she's people take work. You know, Prancer is work.
I know Sam Elliott's in it too.
Yeah. These are, I remember loving Prancer when I was a kid, crying, and then seeing it again like 10 years ago, and it was just like, this is dog shit.
Oh, yeah. He does get sold to a butcher.
Yeah, he gets
sold to a fucking butcher. That's why it's so traumatizing.
What the living fuck?
Killed and sold to a butcher. That's the thing. Or does that make this my favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What the living fuck? Abe
Vigoda's in it.
Understated
I love
masterpiece. It's a magical reindeer. How the living fuck is it held by the rules of man?
Yeah, chop it up and eat it. Chop it up and eat it for Christmas.
Honestly, it would have been cute if they fucking chopped it up, made it into a bunch of sausages, and then they ate it and they all started floating. They're
that would be cute.
And then Santa comes and rigs up those fucking cannibals up to a fucking sled and he makes the people pull the fucking
hell
sled.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I
dude.
Love
fucking
this.
Reindeers are free for the fucking weekend.
Can I rapid fire some movies at you to close out the show?
Love sure. this.
All right. Santa Slay. You ever seen it with Goldberg where he plays Santa and he just goes around killing people?
No.
Slay. SLAW.
No, right. I've never seen Goldberg.
No.
Yeah. It's really bad, but it's he just kills the fuck
fun.
Out of people. Yeah, no.
Wait, actually, can you put that at the top of this, Rob? There's a disclaimer on the top of this video about Santa Slay that just I wanted to read here real quick that just said the term. It happened to the. It's like, what is it?
Oh.
Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm glad you like the Goldberg videos I upload to the legend as I've received recently diagnosed with cancer, which is why I may have the YouTube channel as a tribute to Goldberg to help cheer me up. I put most of my time uploading videos and replying to all you great, amazing supporters. If you could spare any donations, it would be very much appreciated. Thank you. And if not, no worries. I hope you enjoy the channel. I will continue to upload videos daily on the road to recovery. Thanks, Scott. If you could spare any donations, it would be much appreciated. And how many years ago is this?
2 years ago.
All right, well, let's find out if he's alive.
No, I don't want to get. I don't want to give.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy does.
Oh, he's still got the. Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, me and my father have been diagnosed.
I don't know.
No, discrimination. What are you talking? What?
Just keep putting up those Goldberg videos, buddy. You never know what's going to come.
Yeah. I think that's great. All right. Krampus.
Yes, but I've already seen it.
But it's not that great.
It's not as good as I remember.
It should be better.
But I like the practical puppets.
Yes.
I like that a lot of it outside of the Gingerbread Men. I like that it's practical, and that does keep me coming back to it.
I also like the. I like seeing it in theaters. I remember when we saw it in theaters; it was awesome.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Hot Frosty. Did you see it yet, Jackie?
I did.
Was it good?
Well, it was. It really depends on how you feel about the whole idea of like a baby, child, adult, and if you want to fuck that. And okay. I guess it, like that really. It's like if
it's like
you,
big, kind of.
Exactly, but it is a snowman turned into a human being. It's a snowman turned into a human being that Lacey Chabert tries to fuck, and because she just lost her husband and she's
I have
a widow.
To see this.
And it's like the hot guy from Schitt's
Creek.
From
Schitt's Creek.
We should show this. And we should watch this as a group.
It's a brand new movie.
I dare say
you called him the hot guy from Schitt's Creek.
He's one of the.
Oh,
he's
the
veterinarian.
Guy with the beard?
He's the veterinarian.
Yeah, but he's just got he's got way more shredded recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wasn't like that on Schitt's Creek.
He's very attractive.
If you're supposed to be Hot Frosty, I think you're supposed to look like that, unfortunately,
he has to be.
For
yeah.
some people. But it's how you depend on, like, I also really enjoyed Poor Things, but I know a lot of people were like, baby lady, you fuck a baby lady.
It was a
and
great movie. Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Incorrect.
So that's why I enjoy Hot Frosty, but I understand that some people were very upset. About it.
Why?
Because
he's a frost.
Because he's a baby man.
Because he's an idiot.
He's a baby man.
No, he's a fucking snowman.
That's
if he was a fuck,
also
if he had,
not a human. Then.
Listen, if he had Down syndrome, it'd be different.
That was my
all
biggest
right?
issue.
Because think about this: if he frosty, because how offensive would that have been if a snowman turned into a Down syndrome adult? How mad would everybody be then? And then she tries to fuck him.
Imagine
everybody be super angry.
Oh, it'd be fun as a movie that's just like a fleshlight that comes to life, and it's just like fiddle me up.
But yeah, then that's
like, still looks like.
Please ask me a question about myself, my wants, my needs.
It should remain a fleshlight. Like then, as someone that is a self-described monster fucker, I was upset because I didn't realize that the snowman turned into a human being. I thought she was going to fuck a snowman, and that's what I wanted to watch.
They're not ready, Jackie.
I want to watch it.
All right, Eastern Promises.
Very good.
Ooh,
that's an Eastern Promises
movie? It takes place during Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, a naked fight on Christmas is what
I should watch
for.
This on Christmas Day.
No. Eastern Promises has a bunch of Christmas in it.
I gotta rewatch this.
Yeah. I fucking love Eastern Promises.
I only
Promises.
Remember the naked fight. That's all I remember
it's
about it.
I mean, the whole movie's great. It starts off with a brutal murder.
And I love Viggo Mortensen.
All right, we're moving. Family Stone. I know you love it, Jackie.
I do.
Might be my favorite. It's up
so
there.
Fucking I know.
That's why I like it.
I know. I'm just not into sad. I don't like sad. I don't like to feel sad. I'm already sad.
All right. People go both ways on this movie, Love Actually.
You know, I think hate it more than anything else. I think I have decided that I finally, officially, truly, very much hate Love Actually. I just found out Keira Knightley, 17 in the movie.
Whoa.
In real life, she's 17.
I did not know
that. And she did not want to do the cue card scene. She thought that it was very uncomfortable. And she's a 17-year-old. And so apparently they had to shoot it multiple times because she was so visibly upset while she was doing it, she couldn't act her way through it.
Wow. Unfortunately, though, sometimes, I mean, I guess that's what happens. But she was a child.
17, and she's supposed to be like married in it and everything. Yeah. It's just all.
It is weird.
Old days.
And then, of course, everybody gets upset with the chubby girl.
I like to watch Liam Neeson cry.
Of course. And also Emma Thompson cry. Yeah. I love to watch anybody be sad on Christmas.
I want to go to his house and make him cry.
I'm sure he's crying on Christmas. I'm sure.
Who's he banging now?
He's got a new...
He's banging Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, dude.
No makeup Pam Anderson banging Liam Neeson?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He is riding that fucking cheese
Because they're making Naked Gun remake together.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Madly in love with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Yes. God, that's a happy ending.
Oh, I love this.
And that just
isn't
shows,
it great? Isn't that the best connection?
Yes, it is.
And it just shows you that anything's possible as long as you're almost 7 feet tall, rich, famous movie star.
Got a great brogue.
That's all you need to do is be Irish,
that's all.
Handsome, millionaire.
Rich, yeah.
Holdovers, wonderful film.
Really enjoyed it.
I like that movie.
Really enjoyed
Holdovers
it.
Was really good. And I got to say, we forgot one perfect Christmas film. I feel like it's a good one to close out with. It's a little film called How to Ruin the Holidays. And apparently, How to Ruin the Holidays is
a new Christmas classic.
Is to watch the film. Is the best way to ruin the holidays.
See, he's roasting my work.
Oh, I know. I haven't. I love you, Henry, but I haven't also watched it yet.
You both are ignorant of my work.
Haven't watched it yet.
I went to the theater. You did. I saw it. Yeah, I went. I booed. It was great.
Thank you. But I did feel that it was a pretty good film.
It was.
It's a pretty good film. It's fine.
You're like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. Like that's what.
That's my friend.
Yeah. Well, that was the last movie I was in. So
there we go.
Hope you guys go rent that, huh? You please go rent How to Ruin the Holidays.
Go for it.
Because that'll really help the dividends. Not for me. I don't make any money off of it, but it would be.
But Colin Mockery needs it. Come on, guys.
I don't think he makes money off.
But I liked seeing him in a big role.
He's great too. And also, he's extremely nice. He's a great guy.
You're the bad boy neighbor. You're the M. Emmett Walsh of Christmas with the Cranks.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the mean
Shock.
Neighbor.
Yep.
I'm the mean neighbor. That's why they hired me. Sometimes just being yourself.
It goes a long way.
It really does.
And didn't you have to shoot like across the in a different house because you had COVID?
No, I found out I had COVID on set. This was many years. This was 2021, the first time I had COVID. Ooh. And I did not know that I was sick. I took a rapid test and a the big test, remember?
Oh,
And then I tested negative on the rapid test. I shot a day, but then I started not feeling very good. And then it wasn't until the next day that it turned out I tested positive for COVID. But I didn't give it to anybody else.
Man,
because I was wearing those dog cones.
I gave it to a lot of people. When I did the L word, I didn't realize I had COVID and I just wasn't feeling good, but wasn't testing positive, and they tested me twice on set, and I wasn't testing positive. And then turns out I found out later on, gave a bunch of people. Well, sorry.
At least you gave them something for Christmas.
Hey, yeah, come on.
Some people don't do anything.
Come on.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy fucking holidays.
Enjoy.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening to this show. I hope you're having a great time. And when you're at home with your family, remember, you don't have to be nice all the time.
No. You really don't. And honestly, sometimes those fuckers kind of got to go do their own thing.
Yep.
And you let them go do their own thing. But, you know, you're not responsible for everybody's activities during the holiday.
Yes. Amen.
And it's going to be over soon.
Take some personal time and forget. Remember to take a walk and smoke some weed.
Yep. Take a drink in the garage. Load your guns. Clean your guns. Go and clean your guns.
And if you're looking for any last minute Christmas gifts and you live in the Atlanta area, Last Podcast on the Left is going to be doing a show with Coca-Cola Roxy on January 11th. So please come and check that out. We got shows in Dallas, Toronto, Detroit, and Nashville next year booked. We're going to book some more soon. But more importantly, watch Good Bud. My favorite show on the network.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I like our new show.
It is so good. It's unbelievable. Spend time watching Good Pud. Really freak out the squares with this show. It's a wonderful thing.
Hell yeah.
Good work, Eddie.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Huh?
Love you all.
Don't let the new year hit you in the ass, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Jerk off.
Yep. Just let mommy, take mommy out of the room. All right? Sure. Give me Patreon. Last podcast and last time. Come on. Hail Satan.
Jerk off.